Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Revived Thoughts is a production of Revive Studios.
This is Troy, Angel, and Elise, and you are listening to Revive Thoughts and Martyrs and Missionaries crossover end of the year / beginning of a new year episode celebration.
End of the year episode.
I think that's our longest title for sure.
Recap. We need a jingle too.
Yeah. Well Joel will put you on that.
Here's what happens to me. I get brought out like Mariah Carey once a year for you guys.
We have you on more, but you know, like Mariah Carey, you only come on, you know, once a year to sing one hit.
That's true. If I had the
really,
pipes
it's the other way around. We are you're allowing us to grace your feed with our presence.
That's true.
I
that's
like
true.
This. Okay.
Because I'm sure the Revive Thoughts people hear about, you know, Martyrs and Missionaries pretty regularly. I'm shouting you out all the time, like, you know, but the Martyrs and Missionaries crowd, do they hear the Revive Thoughts audience? Do they
it's
know?
There.
Do you talk
do they,
about
do
us?
Do they know?
Do they know about
the
us?
Spirit, the spirit of Revive Thoughts is there.
Have you told them about us? So yeah, and for those who don't know or who maybe are new to the studio or whatever, Elise, host of Martyrs and Missionaries, and I'm the host of Revive Thoughts. We are married. So we are recording this from our studio in the same room together. And Joel and I, we run Revive Thoughts together. So
Joel is also married, but not to either one of us.
Not to us. He's married and he's in the other side of the world right now in Kansas City. So
yeah. Yeah. My wife doesn't have a show yet, but you know, give it time. We'll see.
Revived hymnals. We'll keep them. We'll just keep it Revive in front of things.
Yeah. She's a choral conductor for those. That's why that joke makes sense.
I was going to say.
I mean, okay, thank you. That was for the three of us and that are here.
You know, you laugh, but actually, there's probably an audience there. If you had a kind of Revive Thoughts approach,
like
to
hymnal
music
history?
In history, yeah, that might there's some people that I know that would enjoy that.
Especially as we're coming out of the Christmas season when people are adding unnecessary lyrics to all the Christmas songs. Ugh. I think a lot of us would like to get back to the way that they were written, okay? And stop putting whoa woes and random yows and random things.
Joy
in
to the
lyrics,
world,
okay?
Whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Tomlin, pink.
Okay. Yeah, I know. They do it, man. Let me tell you. Okay, you know what? Let's get on track. So every year we put out a top five episodes of our shows. These are not the best episodes. They're a great episode. The whole year is full of good episodes, but we just try to, we know there are a lot of new listeners who come in. And so we use this. This is kind of our opportunity to say like, hey, check out these five. Get started here if you're not sure where to go. I don't know how many people use it, but I do know that these usually do tend to be well listened to episodes every year. So I do think there are people using these lists to get around. And so Joel and I try to see if we have the same five episodes, and Elise has her own five episodes that she tells us about. And that's how we go ahead and get started. And intermixed, we also have been doing a church history trivia show. So in between each episode, we kind of throw a question at the group, and you audience can listen in and try to answer these if you know them as well. Typically, every year I have done the church history trivia, and I have pulled history trivia from our different episodes and seen how we did. And it was pretty good. Usually pretty tough battle. Last year, Joel said he wanted to run it. And I remembered this probably to my own regret and asked Joel, do you still want to run it? And he said he did. I'm very nervous.
I'm excited about this.
I'm not. I've never felt the desire to cheat more on like ChatGPT or something here. I'm not going to.
Why?
I just want to get it out of there. I'm nervous. I don't know if I'm going to do well. It'll be bad.
I said, give me those questions. I'm going to ask the questions on this episode here. I'm going to control the narrative from my own perspective.
It's a safe place to be.
Didn't you win the last year's?
He won 2 years ago. I think he won last year.
I have no recollection.
Okay, 2 years ago you won. Last year I won?
I think you won last year. And I think Joel, I know Joel, I think won 1 year.
He did. He won year before last.
So there you go. So it's been a battle. You know, it could be any church history podcaster's game, except for Joel's, because he's not playing. No. So, all right. With that said, Joel, do you want to hit us with that first question? Let's break the ice on
that. Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's introduce. Okay. So these vary in difficultness and also, like, obviously there's
Martin Luther, these... Martin 1517.
He got it. That's it. Yeah.
That's all the only question.
I tried to find ones that might overlap in both of your wheelhouses, but not every question is going to. But let's start off with this one. Which theological controversy? Okay, so this was a debate. This was a people. Which theological controversy prompted the Council of Nicaea and centered on the nature of Christ's divinity? Go.
Arianism, right? The Arius dealing with the idea that Jesus was created.
Correct. It is Arianism, indeed.
Yeah.
I was, okay, what happened, I know what it was. What happened was I couldn't remember what the hemiodosis thing is versus the heterodosis. I don't know what it was.
Elise was going really deep there and like, oh, I just couldn't remember in the Greek, Troy.
My mother tongue, you know?
That's. I'm going to say that if I miss one. Like, oh, I was trying to remember in Greek again. My bad.
Wasn't it Latin?
I don't know. It was Greek.
Oh, I guess it would be. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
That's a good way to cover it.
I have no idea.
Off to a good start. Troy, 1 point. Okay. Wonderful. Shall we roll through? So mine are in no particular order. I just have like five that I liked. Okay. Feel free to rearrange them and put them into whatever order you want. You want me to start it off? Why don't I start?
Start it off.
We'll pass the baton around.
We'll go you, Elise, then me, just because that way we get Mars and missionaries sandwiched in between.
Mm. Let's do it. I'm going to throw out, I really liked William Scott's Aiken's Gold episode we did, the Revive Thoughts. That's the one where it was in San Francisco, and there was during the gold rush, and there were like pirates, or there wasn't a pirate, there was abandoned ships.
Yes.
It was cool. It was a cool episode. It was a cool sermon. It was a cool backstory. Recommended if you're looking for a place to start or you missed some this year and you want to go back, check out Aiken's Gold by William Anderson Scott.
That, I will say, it's on my list as well. So you jumped in there. Okay, Elise, go ahead.
All right. So I have a whopping 7 episodes to choose from, which makes it very difficult. And actually, one of them is a two-parter. So it's like, I now actually had, I really had to leave somebody out, which I kind of feel bad about. But, that's the nature of the game. So the one I'm going to go with first is the history of the Mongols, history of Christianity to the Mongols, I think is what it's titled. And that one was really fun because actually it was, I don't remember how I wanted to start doing it. I don't remember if it was like maybe a class I was taking or something where it kept hitting on all these little medieval parts. And I was like, oh, but the Mongols kind of kept coming into like random parts of the story. And then I was like, oh, I kind of wonder, like, because they had interactions with like these different like priests or different like kings and Christian kings. And I was like, I wonder what that, like, was there anything there? Mm-hmm. And so it was really fun. So I got to like look at all these different old documents and kind of weave them together and figure out, sadly, the history of Christianity of the Mongols is a bittersweet one and didn't last, but it was really kind of a fascinating historical rabbit trail.
I will say to the audience too, if you haven't listened to that episode, if you don't know, do I want to listen to this? You definitely should. Very interesting 100 or 200 year history there. And Elise got really in the weeds. She practically learned Mongolian. it was intense, the level of research she was doing. So probably the most researched episode on Mongolia's Christian history that you'll find anywhere else. I definitely would agree with that. You know what, Joel, I'm with you on William Anderson Scott. That was in my top five for as well. So I'm going to put that as also.
Sure.
Aiken's Gold. I was so excited to get that episode out. I found the sermon about a year ago. I was like, this guy's so cool. He's preaching to gold miners about how gold is evil. It was just a fascinating episode. And I couldn't wait to get it out there. It took a long time to get it to the right speaker and then eventually get it. So definitely go check it out. I'm really glad. And we heard people say like, this was a really cool episode. So there we go. All of us have our first pick, which means we're ready for another round of church history trivia.
Okay.
Church history trivia. Were you going to say something, Elise?
No, I'm ready.
You were indicating your readiness. Okay. All right. Question number two, who was the English theologian who I got to think of what qualifiers I want to put into this. I'm going to start easy and then if we need, or start hard and then give some hints if we need to. English theologian died in 1536. Anything?
Beep.
Anything?
Is it William Tyndale?
Oh, wow. Elise out of the gate.
Wait, really?
Look at that. Hey. It was Tyndale. Yeah. I was going to say he was martyred. Right. He was a Bible translator. He translated into English, but you didn't need any of that stuff. You were right.
No,
there.
I was pulling up the downloads on this thingy for something else later, and I totally wasn't paying attention. At least the answer, I was like, wait, I was supposed to talk right now. Ow!
Oh, that's his excuse.
In the Greek. I was thinking of his name in the Greek. No. That's what happened. Well done, Elise.
Okay, one on one.
You. Well done.
That's impressive. I don't know if I would have gotten there.
Thank you.
Let's throw out another top episode here. Troy, I don't know if you remember or not. It's a lifetime ago. I apologize. I'm sure the audience can hear my 2-year-old daughter in the background. Very sad about something. I don't know what. But when you're two.
She's not.
It could be anything. Maybe an orange slice was a slightly different size than the other orange slice. Or perhaps she wanted to take a kitchen pot to her room and her mother wouldn't let her. There's a lot of things that could cause tears in a 2-year-old. But
they have Michelle it very hard, Joel.
Yeah. Troy, a bit ago, we did a Q&A episode where we solicited questions from the audience to ask us anything they want. Yep. And then we spent a time going through a lot of them, not even all of them. We got a lot of questions and that was a ton of fun. And I really enjoyed that. I know it doesn't have anything to do with church history, but I love a good Q&A episode. I had a lot of fun getting to know our listeners a little bit better and having them ask us questions related to church history, questions related to the behind the scenes of the podcast, really any questions at all. It was a lot of fun. You should check it out if you haven't heard it yet. And maybe 2026, we should do another or something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking this week, we need to do that again. I enjoyed it as well. We got great questions. I think we had 15 or so questions that were good for the show to come in. And I think we could do it again. I was excited about it. So I agree, Joel. It was a lot of fun. Let's get more of those in the future and try to get another one on the books because I think they're good for us. And I liked it too.
Nice.
Good episode. Elise, what do you got?
All right. My second one, or I guess my number four, is the history of Christianity in Korea. And that was also really interesting because I didn't know hardly anything about Korea before, like, obviously the Korean War. And so figuring out, like, because I had this whole isolationist period that it went through from, like, the 1600s to, like, the 1870s or whatever. And then you had, like, there was this whole, like, the General Sherman incident where the Koreans, like, burned this ship that was trying to trade with them, and then all these American sailors died, and then you had like and so it's really interesting. It was like the opening up of Korea and then like kind of what happened to them pre-annexation by Japan, post-annexation, kind of went through some of the what would you call it, the like North Korea's kind of like politics, histories kind of thing, and then up into kind of like modern day. So it was a lot of fun. I learned quite a lot about it, and I thought it was pretty fascinating.
It's a great episode. Definitely recommend it. I learned a lot about it too, which has been, I mean, we've been to South Korea twice, but I just, the history of it has kind of always been shrouded. And then there's the history of a country, and then there's like the Christian history of it as well.
Right. Did you know that North Korea, or at least Pyongyang, was considered to be the Jerusalem of the East up until, like, you know, it became North Korea? They had like a massive revival a few years before the annexation.
Which is really sad.
Quite sad.
So tons of good stuff like that. If you don't know the history of Christianity in Korea, just like the history of Christianity in Mongolia, but the history of Christianity in Korea is a little more recent. So if you're somebody who has a bias against the older sources, this one is much more. I mean, we know people who have family that from that era that we're that Elise was talking about.
It's much more recent.
So it's much more recent. Mm-hmm. For me, my next one, I'm going to go. I love the premiere episode. I think it probably would be on my top five, Joel, but I'm going to change it up on you. We had a sermon, Kyprian, sermon during a plague, and I really loved that sermon. This guy is giving a sermon during a plague, basically telling people, don't worry about death. It's not a big deal. But like his people are so different from you and I as Christians that their biggest concern was the Roman Empire was persecuting Christians, blaming the plague on Christians' lack of faithfulness to the pagan gods. And many of the people in the audience weren't killed by that. And he was like, I know you're bummed that you didn't get to die for Jesus, but God knows you wanted to. And so your hearts were willing. Don't let it get you down that you didn't get to die for Jesus. And I'm just like, can you imagine a church pastor preaching that today, being like, I know you wanted to get killed for Jesus. I know you're bummed out it didn't get to happen, but God knew you were open to it. And that's pretty cool. Like, that is, it's just such a different perspective. And I think very much in a lot of ways, a very convicting perspective, kind of puts you in your, reminds you that you're not quite as strong as some of those old timers in the faith. That's for sure.
Excellent choice, Troy. Okay, we're going to roll in trivia number three. This one's an easy. This is a low ball. This is an easy peasy one. I don't know why I didn't do this one first to get it out of the way.
So Troy might have a better chance of getting this one.
So okay. Troy might have a better chance. William Carey, often called the father of missions, to which country did he travel?
India.
Okay.
Yeah,
I said it first.
No, that was...
I said it first.
I do think I heard Troy's voice eke out.
He's louder. He's louder than me.
Go to the judges. There's like a microsecond.
Roll the tape.
Something there.
Playback tape.
He did. To be fair, neither of us actually let you finish the question. So you could have said, what country did he visit on the way? On the way to them, India.
Okay, we'll call it a draw. We're supposed to form
in the form of a question. What is India?
Where is it on a map?
Okay.
Is there another one we could do?
No, he just had that one.
Okay.
He said that's a tie.
Yeah, I got five questions here, and we got five episodes to promote. So we can
really got to ration these guys out.
The last one's in the form of an essay, right, Joel?
Right. Actually, speaking of William Carey, I'm gonna jump on over to Martyrs and Missionary Land, and I know this will overlap with one of your Elise's, but your two-parter on William Carey. I'm always down to hear someone talk about William Carey. It's always delightful. It's always a net positive experience, and so whenever given the ability or the option, go check out William Carey. Information in Elise's Martyrs and Missionary podcast has a great two-parter going through his life.
Yeah, thank you, Joel. That's sweet. I would agree. I think William Carey is pretty cool.
I think we could agree that William Carey,
father of modern missions, is worthy of our time.
Didn't do half bad. You know, wasn't too bad. Okay, so actually that leads, Elise, your episode you recommend was probably going to be, was that your official recommendation there? So I was going to say
that's
was
my official one of my, slot is go listen to the William Carey.
What I was going to say was one of the sermons I recommend. I wasn't sure if I was going to put this in my top five, but it fits well in this moment. Was Andrew Fuller's sermon "Walking in Faith," which was the sermon he kind of came up with and gave that helped lead to the Missionary Society that sent William Carey. So I was trying to kind of create a bow here and tie it all together, and that was one of the first sermons we did this year. Really good sermon and tied. Really
so you
well
go through the Revive Thoughts feed. You go through the Revive Thoughts and you listen.
The prequel.
You listen to
Andrew Fuller give the inspirational speech that gets them going on the idea of missions. And then you go listen to William Carey and listen to what that sermon caused.
Andrew Fuller was a really, really cool guy.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah, super cool.
So that was why I was trying to figure out, Joel, if we were all going to do William Carey, because that'd be a good time to bring that sermon up.
See, I have William Carey higher up my list.
Oh,
so.
Okay, well. But Andrew Fuller's not quite making top three. I mean, top three was strong.
Sorry that, like, mentor to the father of modern missions is not higher on your list.
We've got a lot of great guys over here, okay? Did we tell you about Williams Aiken's Gold? I mean, come on. Okay.
I did. Pirates. Sounds nice.
That was last year.
Wait, no, you said Pirates.
No. The Pirates was last year.
Oh, was that Cotton Mather?
Yeah, that was Cotton Mather. Okay. That was last
year. That was a good one.
Or maybe it was 2 years ago. Anyway, that was a great one.
Oh, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, am I?
We could have all gone, but...
Is it? Oh.
Sorry. I'm just saying, we all went through material that could have been a topic for us all, but if you have other stuff to talk about, by all means.
I feel like I should go...
It's going to be weird when you give William Carey in the next round after we just talked him up so much now.
He's great. Okay, he's my number two, but I'm moving down to number three for you guys.
Thank you. It just fits better with the flow.
Yeah. Okay, so William Carey, yes, super cool guy. I didn't know a lot about William Carey. Like, I knew that, obviously, you know, he's a famous guy, inspired a lot of people, but it wasn't until, like, you know, going through, I can't remember which book it was I read for this one. Well, I wish I could give it a recommend, but I don't remember. It was good, whatever it was. But anyway, it goes into, because I read two different books, because one of them was on kind of like his his life with his first wife, Dorothy, and kind of that whole like sad saga, right? With his first wife who goes crazy and has a lot of issues. And then another one that I read, I can't remember. But anyway, super fascinating, because even though he's like, you know, this amazing guy for missions and did so many things like ending widow burning and stuff like that. In fact, the only time he ever missed a church service was when they officially outlawed widow burning, and he like had to translate it. And so he was like, this is worthy of missing a church service. So he like runs off and translates that. So super cool. But yeah, he was by no means a perfect man. But yeah, I think it's a really cool story.
So if we're going to do, I will say, you're listening at home, you're trying to build your podcast feed because, you know, whatever it is, new year, maybe you're doing new stuff. Andrew Fuller, then go listen to The Life of William Carey, and then go down a few years back and listen to Elisa's episode, Felix Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Because you hear the son of William Carey, which is kind of a tragedy story, but is a very interesting kind of wrap up to the Carey storyline.
You could also do, if you wanted to, you could even do it Adoniram Judson, because technically, like, there was a whole connection there with India as well.
Yeah. So then you could just get the
whole... Well, they were in India, but there was like...
Yeah, there's a whole like connection to all these guys that kind of interweave, which is one of the fun things about doing these church history podcasts, is being like, wait, this guy knew this guy who knew this guy. Whoa, they're all connected.
They're all
mixed up with each other.
What's funny about it though is like when you're reading through these super old accounts, they'll just mention it as though like everybody knows this.
Yeah.
And like you want to hear more information. Like I hear what's that guy's name? Guinness. Like all people in like China. I can't remember
Henry Gratton Guinness.
Maybe. I can't remember because they weren't specific. I was reading some story. Oh, I think it was Dick Hillis. I was reading like, you know, his account, and he was mentioning Guinness, and I was just like, that would be good to know.
Probably Henry Gatton Guinness, but there was another Guinness family. And then we had Dr. Mm-hmm. Oz Guinness, who's a very famous speaker who came on and introduced our audience to his family a few years back. Really cool guy. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it is wild how much they interact with each other. Okay, Joel, hit us with the next church history trivia though, because I mean, we got a bunch of church history nerds in the room. Mm. We could go on for a while.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
George Mueller.
Okay, the best known for caring for thousands of orphans. What city did he set up shop in?
Oh, my word. Birmingham. No. Shoot.
Oh, this is tough.
I know this. Brighton. Is it Brighton?
You're very close. Fuck. It does start with the B. It is not Brighton.
Birmingham.
Is it Birmingham?
No.
Britain. It's Britain.
Hang on. Oh, my goodness. I know this.
Blah.
I know this because...
Boston.
It pops up all the time.
Belarus. Mm.
What?
I'm just coming up with B names and hoping that something sticks here.
Okay, we've been...
I'll be honest, guys. My British city's geography is not my strong point.
Okay, right. Birmingham. We've gotten Britain. We've got... Not Britain, but like, what is the... Oh, my word.
Five. Birminghamshire.
Four.
Oh, three.
Mordor.
Goodness. What's the second letter? One. What's the second letter?
Bristol.
Oh, my word.
That's actually annoying. That is close. Annoying. Especially so close. If you go to revivethoughts.com, there's a map that has George Mueller in Bristol. And I have all of these guys. That's how you know I'm not cheating, because I could have gone to my own website's map and looked it up real quick and would have known that information just like that. And you... listener can know that information at future Potty Trishy Trivia moments. Don't be caught off guard like us. Slightly pull out your phone and use the map to get the answer correct.
So here's the thing. George Mueller didn't take care of all those orphans just for us to forget what city he was in.
Okay, so he went from where did William Carey be a missionary to India to name the zip code of George Mueller. That's a tough one, Joel.
It's a ramp up.
How many chimneys did they have?
Yeah. That curve went really up, my man.
But at the same time, you guys were pretty close to actually having it, so I feel like it was an adequate difficulty level.
I do apologize to our British listeners, but anything outside of London is all London to me, and I do need to do better. But there's like Suffolk, but even I don't pronounce any of it correctly. So yeah,
That's okay.
There was that one episode, Joel. Do you remember like 2 years ago when we had to go through like a Welsh guy and there was that really long city name that you and I could not even remotely pronounce? It was like...
I mean, that's every other episode, really.
It's true. Even the episode we recorded today, there was a couple moments where I was like, yeah, that wasn't quite there.
Sometimes, you know, listeners, if it sounds like we're being vague sometimes about the specific locations of people, it is possible that I have decided just to cut it because it is too difficult to figure out how to pronounce, and I'm just being more generic. It does happen a lot, but occasionally there becomes a point to which... We'll just edit out a long name and just be more general about the location. Does,
yeah.
I learned recently that we did an entire episode. We mentioned a place in France many times, Lyon.
Lyon, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been calling it Lions because it's spelled L-Y-O-N. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I told him this. He was like, over here by Lions. Like, what on earth is Lions?
So, look, guys, when you read things on a book, they don't come with pronunciations, okay? So you don't know how they sound. And yeah, you and think to yourself, that looks like Lions.
We are also very, very American, which is... I mean, most of the contributing factor, but
hey, I live overseas. I've learned to say some things, but you
overseas, but you're still very, very American.
I agree completely. I am definitely from America. And the thing is, like, it doesn't really do me a lot of good to know how to pronounce something with Indonesian dialect when I'm reading European places. Right. So
actually, it makes it worse. It actually
goes in the opposite
direction.
Because
then you go, what's the vowel sound for that again?
It's, I was pronouncing it in the Indonesian.
Oh, it was the Greek again.
My bad, guys.
Okay, well, you can kind of see maybe a little trend here, but we also had a George Mueller episode this year, and so George Mueller, fresh on the mind, that's my slot for this one here. We did a sermon called How to Live a Happy Life, and, you know, anytime there's a Mueller out there, I know it's going to be a good episode. I know it's going to be a good sermon. I love everything I've ever heard from George Mueller, so they're always incredibly convicting and encouraging, so check out a George Mueller episode from this past year, if you haven't heard it.
Even his, like, portrait, you know, when you're, like, looking at pictures of old people and they're, like,
I'd want to hang out with that guy.
He's so happy.
He's a chill dude. Really does. He's got that smile that could soothe anybody, you know? It doesn't matter where you're coming from.
Oh, like a grandpa.
That subtle smile. Yeah, he's gonna tell you a story that's going to make you happy.
Ugh. George Mueller.
Yeah, he actually weaves into a few different missionary tales as well, because he gives a lot to missions.
Which is crazy, because he never asked for money, was feeding all these orphans. And I remember reading the Hudson Taylor autobiography journal, and just in the middle of it, he's like, I got a donation from George Mueller right when I needed it. I'm like, what is that guy doing giving you money? Yeah. Like, I can't imagine it. I really can't.
It's so interesting. That's fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Elise, you're up.
All right, well, now that we've did a switcheroo with my numbers here, Helen Rosevere.
Oh, you thought she was better than William Carey? No,
what? I didn't. But Helen Rosevere, she's a medical missionary to the Congo. Actually, she died like not that long ago, earlier than when I usually, you know, pick guys that have, you know, they've been dead for a while. She actually, I think, died in 2016 or something like that.
That is pretty recent.
It is pretty recent, but people kept being like, oh, you should do an episode on Helen Rosevere. And I was like, okay. And she's really cool. The thing is, though, with her story, is that she's in the Congo when it's really, really tumultuous. And so, and she has kind of like a mixed bag ministry, because it's really hard to do missions, you know, when you've got civil war and upheaval and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. She actually becomes kind of a, I don't know if POW is kind of what she was. She was taken prisoner. And she just seems like this person. She actually was really kind of hard on herself, where she would have, like, she would think she was kind of a bitter person or just not as, like, gracious as she could be. I don't know that she'd be the easiest person to get along with, but it was kind of, like, refreshing to read her story, because when you go back, like, there's a certain era in missions where, like, you know, they're not writing themselves, or, like, somebody else who really, really, like, admires them is writing it. And so you don't get that, like, raw edge to it. Like, you get, you know, everything they did that was amazing, and that's really cool, because obviously they do a lot of cool things. But with her story, because she, I think she's, you know, telling it, or it's much more like raw. And so I thought that was kind of like engaging. You really get her thoughts, even though I do think she was too hard on herself. But yeah, super cool lady. So yeah, check that out if you haven't heard of her before.
Yeah.
It's a great episode. I mean, I feel like I say that with every episode you do, but I like all your episodes. Elise has me proof listen, make sure everything sounds good, make sure she doesn't like cough or something in the middle of all. So I've listened to every single episode as soon as they come out, before they're officially out, whatever you want to say it. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the final two for us, Joel, and it's really hard because, like, these are some of the greatest, you know, pastor preachers of all time. Andrew Murray, Thomas Kempis, Augustine, you know, Athanasius. How do you say, like, but of all those guys, these two. So I do want to emphasize that when I'm picking episodes, I'm just picking episodes that stood out to me that had more of an impact on me necessarily, not necessarily like these episodes are truly the best, because I mean, you can't really pick between any of these guys are amazing. And also I do want to thank, our speakers who do these episodes too, because I always feel bad when we do we pick these top five, because we have great speakers who speak a lot of sermons for us. Some people will do repeat episodes for us every year. And I don't want them to think like, oh, I'm picking it based on like speech or something like that either. So I do hope that every single speaker is doing amazing work. But I'm kind of doing a tie episode, a little bit of a tie here between a couple, which I always cheat, always do this, but I really don't know how you pick it out. I love the George Whitfield farewell sermon where he was like saying goodbye to his church, really heartwarming, moving one. But the two that I'm kind of tying out here are the Jan Killian Truth Over Unity. I really enjoyed that episode. I'd never heard of the Wendish people and this group of people that like moved over to Texas and left the middle of Europe because they wanted to stay true to the faith were really, in my opinion, inspiring. And then there's this fragment episode, Hippolytus, just a fragment of a sermon on heaven. But it was really cool because it was hard to get together. Just a little thing, a little remnant left of this guy that we have, but it tells his thoughts on heaven. And we had a whole bunch of people reach out to us and was like, man, I like that Hippolytus sermon, even though it was only like 7 pages of a fragment. So it was just kind of a cool thought on like how even just a little bit of you left over, but if it's for God, it can have an impact on people thousands of years later.
Okay, let's roll into our last question of the day.
Wait, you got a trivia.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant.
Is this latitude and longitude of some random question?
What was the exact island coordinates of?
Okay, which missionary to Burma died in 1850? And I'll give more qualifiers if no one gets
it. Adoniram Judson?
Oh my goodness. You guys are good. I think Elise was saying it first.
I was trying not to say it before you finished the question. That was on me. All right, Elise, you win.
I had more qualifiers, but he died at sea.
Was that
he did translation work. He was trying to translate the Bible into Burmese. But you guys...
See, I was trying to let you finish. Elise didn't have any time for that.
What on earth was that?
Hey, doesn't that mean Elise won?
She did. Congratulations,
wow.
Elise.
Wow. Is this my 2 year? Is this a streak now?
There you go. Man. You win. I mean, I think we all... The thing is, Elise will feel like a winner, but I also know my wife well, and she'll be kicking herself that she didn't say Bristol. That'll be weighing over her the entire time.
It's true. So. What a fool. You said Birmingham.
So, hey, it was... A well-fought battle. I am curious, listener, feel free, write in. Tell us, did you do well on the Church History Trivia Challenge? Were you yelling Bristol at the microphone? Or
why
whatever?
Don't you just say
Just say
don't
Bristol, you know? Not, why do you say Mordor? I mean, let us know.
Meanest Morgul, I know. Okay.
All right. Okay, time to end Joel, up give here. Us your top. Yeah, so this is a relatively recent one. We did a Revive conversation where we talked about heaven. And I enjoyed that one mainly because, like, since recording that episode, I've thought of, like, dozens of more talking points that I feel like would fit that episode well, which I think is, like, it's good. Like, it's making you think, which is what the Revive conversations are designed to do. And so, well, you know, I'm not super happy with, like, how, like, I wish I could have included more stuff that I've thought about after the fact. I do think I'd be curious to hear if anyone else has any additional thoughts that they've thought of since the Revive Thoughts Heaven episode. They you know, write in and tell us thoughts about heaven that they may have, or the dynamic around how we talk about heaven.
We had somebody write in on Spotify, I believe it was. Katie wrote how she had the exact same experience I did. I mentioned it in the episode where, like, I was talking about heaven and how it's kind of frustrating. Like, I've talked to people sometimes where I'm like, I'm looking forward to, you know, the great food in heaven and stuff like that, or like, the, you know, a body with no problems. And the people were, you know, it's kind of like, I'm just looking forward to seeing Jesus. And I'm like, well, of course I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus too, but these other things are nice as well,
but
right?
They're really looking forward to
it. Yeah, but like, we really want Jesus. And this person wrote in and was like, I've had the exact same thing where I was like, I can't wait for a body with no more illness, and everyone at the Bible study just looking at me like, I'm looking forward to Jesus. And it's like, well, it's not that we don't look forward to Jesus. Jesus is providing all these awesome things that are going to be a part of the heaven experience. And so I was super excited that at least one other person knows what I'm talking about, where I'm like, yeah, it's not just me who's had that. So I thought that was a great episode. I actually knew it was going to be on your list, Joel. I just had a feeling that it was going to be on your list. So that's why it didn't make mine.
Okay.
I feel like spending an eternity with the Lord is its own reward. Okay. That like is separate. No, no, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, you guys. I was like, no, she's right here.
It was me. I'm in all the Bible studies with Katie. No, but like, I feel like it's a different, like, yeah, it's different. It's like, yes, of course, you know, not to take it for granted, but then there are other benefits to being in heaven.
It would be like if you were with your fiance, you're not married yet, and you're like, man, I'm looking forward to this barbecue dinner tonight. And she's like, oh, so you're not looking forward to our wedding day feast or something? You're like, well, of course I'm looking forward to both of these things at the same time. Yeah, that's kind of how it vibes. Mm-hmm. All right, Elise, what is the top episode of Mars and Missionaries this year?
Okay. Is there a drum roll? Okay, my number one is Dick Hillis. And many people who have probably never heard of Dick Hillis, because I didn't. I had several people over the last few years be like, you really need to do a story on this guy. I don't know why they're ancient. But anyway, you need to do a story on this guy. And they would tell me, oh, his book is stealing his soul. And I was like, okay, sure. And I, you know, put it on the list. And then eventually I got to it. And it actually was fantastic. I didn't expect to enjoy it because I'd never heard of the guy, and I was like, well, you know, how good can it be? But no, it's actually, his story is really, really cool. He starts out, like, his story starts out where he is like robbed his employer during the Great Depression to go and be like a merchant, like sailor, and he wants to go to Shanghai. And he basically can't get a ticket because he does steal the money. He goes to the harbor, but he can't get a ticket because people are like, oh, you're too young, you know, whatever. And so he has to, like, go home and defeat, and ends up working for the shopkeeper to, like, earn the money back. Ends up going to Biola, becomes a Christian. He has a twin brother who also becomes a Christian at Biola. And then Dick goes off to China. And just has a really, really cool ministry there. But then after, you know, the communists take over, he gets kicked out and then gets sent by Madame Chiang Kai-shek. He gets basically, like, she asks, hey, I need people, I need missionaries to come and talk to my people, these demoralized soldiers here in Taiwan. And so he gets sent over, there. And so he has a ministry there. But then he starts, like, getting asked to expand into different parts of Asia, different parts of, like, South America, Europe. And so it's really cool because it's also the formation of a whole, you know, missions organization. Really, really cool story. And I should have probably done it earlier. So really cool story.
All right. Yeah, it was a great one. I enjoyed it. I as always, great episode. Loved it. And I noticed that you got a lot of feedback from people, too, who were like, I've never heard of this guy. What a great guy. So that's pretty cool, too. I think it's cool when we can. When the studio can introduce people to things they didn't know, I always feel like that's just a cool part of what we get to do.
And it was the second longest episode in Martyrs and Missionaries history. I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
I do remember but I listened to it. It was a long one, but it didn't feel long, if that makes
only
sense.
Only Hudson Taylor beats it by like 2 minutes or something like that.
There you go. So this guy is almost as good as Hudson Taylor. I don't know. That's tough to say.
They both went to China,
Yeah, they did.
How can you quantify work for the Lord?
You can't compare. The Lord knows which one's number one. Yeah. And it's probably George Mueller, but
probably George Mueller.
All right. So for me, number one episode, gosh, this is hard. Like literally I really love each of these episodes. I am excited each week when we get to put somebody out. There's very rarely one where I'm like, that one's not as good. They're almost always like, ooh, this has some really good this or that. But with the mini episodes that we did, and we've done everyone from Basil, Matthew Henry, some of our Revived Conversations, I liked that I got to do, like, How Should Christians Read the News? That's, like, the honorary mention. It was one I did by myself, but I learned a lot doing that one, and I've heard a lot of people really say, like, thank you for this episode. It actually helps me read the news better.
That is one of the top, like, comments people recurrently say to you.
Yeah. They're like, that episode on how to read the news as a Christian was really helpful because it just put a bunch of stuff in perspective with weird history stories. So I really do, that one I feel like should get mentioned, but if I had to go with the one that I am most encouraged by, it was J.C. Ryles' Two Bears. We got an email over the summer from Mordecai telling us about his family listening to our show, how he's a young guy, 10 years old, with his family living. It was during the time of war, and they were, their family was putting our podcast on. And they were already listeners for a long time, but they were putting our podcast on. I was like, that's so cool. I can't even imagine. Not just ours, Martyrs and Missionaries too. And then Mordecai said he wanted to read a sermon for us. He found these sermons by J.C. Ryle, learned it, did a fantastic job. Everyone has said he did an amazing job preaching them. And so I just don't know how you can beat that, right? You get young people doing great young people sermons. I'm just like, that's that, you know. And J.C. Ryle is also a great guy. I mean, he was an amazing guy too. So it, all the pieces come together. So Mordecai, in my opinion, your episode, J.C. Ryle, the Bears, how do you beat it? Can't do it. And it was a good episode too.
It's a good,
so like the content was well done. He has a great speaking voice. I think he, we might be talking, you know, someday we might be like, Mordecai, got to start Revive Thoughts, but you know, went on to do many great things, I hope, from other places. So those are my top five. Yeah. Remember our little old podcast when you get there, but those are my top five of the year. I think 2025 was a great year and I'm very excited for 2026.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? So here's.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna give a spoiler there. I'm working on an episode for the French Revolution, which I think will be super fun. Dechristianization. I don't know if I'll work with that title, but basically the anti-Christian nature of the French Revolution. Fascinating stuff. And it just, what a tangled web we weave when first we decide the French Revolution.
And if you need a precursor, we have a Revive Thoughts episode on the very subject, they can check that out. As in the meantime,
wow,
while they wait for the Martyrs and Missionaries one to come out. But yeah, we have some good stuff too, Joel, and I'm very excited. There's one particular thing. It's not ready to be announced fully, but man,
do I know about it?
Yeah, you know about it. It's in the inbox. We've been talking about it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm very excited about the stuff that we have coming out in 2026, specifically one or two projects that I'm very excited about. So things are going well. And we should have a deep dive part two out very soon as well. So that'll be exciting too. For our Knights Templar listeners, you should finally get to figure out what happened to the Knights Templar and what went wrong.
Oh, man. This was one that Troy went on and on and on about when he was researching it. So, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I was intense on that. I was almost as bad as you in Mongolia.
We did it. Actually, it was the same time. We were both researching. Yes. That's how long this has been in production then.
Thank you for your patience, listeners. And if you have thoughts on a specific episode that you want to shout out, write it. ReviveThoughts@gmail.com. Write in and tell us what your favorite of 2025 was or what you want to hear more of. Maybe you say like, oh, I liked this one. Let's hear more from them. Let us know. We'll work with you. We'll factor it in. We'll figure out how to add more of your favorite into our lineup here. So
write some new
we'd
sermons.
Love to hear your thoughts. Yeah. write some new sermons. That's true. I guess we might be limited. There might be, I think we do have a few that's like, this is the only thing we can find.
That shredded fragment of Hippolytus was was pretty,
obscure.
So if you have another, if you've been sitting on a fragment of Hippolytus and you've been wondering if you had someone you could send it through,
you want somebody to translate it from the Greek.
Yeah, we'll take it off your hands. At least we'll do the Greek translation, like she just said, and we'll go from there. This is Troy, Joel, and Elise, and you've been listening to Revive Thoughts and Martyrs and Missionaries, New Year's crossover, five top episodes. I don't remember the name of this thing, but anyway, whatever we call it on the list. Thank you for listening.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.